Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 270. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I've got something super, super simple for you today as a reminder. And it's a reminder that we can all use, and it's an obvious one. But I want to kind of step you through logically why I know it is true, and then show you why I think it's so powerful. And it's a classic reminder that says that you are stronger than you think. You are stronger than you think. You're stronger than you think, definitely for the usual reasons. Those are, you know, for getting through what you've been through, for your past, for fighting through the people and experiences where you definitely deserved better. Those kinds of things, yes, there is strength in enduring. But more importantly, I think you're stronger than you think because you have this ability to define yourself in a certain way. And whether you realize it or not, you've chosen a really, really powerful way, and it makes you strong. And it's a power move. And I want to take a couple minutes to talk about this. So I'll hop right into it and tell you why I think you're stronger than you think. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for checking out my journals at newmindsethoodis.com. And a big thank you for all the ratings and reviews lately. I saw one right before I wrote my outline for this episode, and it was really funny. It just said the blah, 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 blah. And then it said, on days when you wake up feeling like a tomato soup sandwich, turn on some Case Kenny, and I promise you, you will come out feeling like a check cashing, neck snapping, sexy bowl of oatmeal. And I love that because there's some deep cut references in there that I've talked about in the show. But seriously, thank you for all the ratings and reviews. Thank you for sharing the podcast with friends. I know you do it because I see it in the numbers of how many listen to the podcast, especially last episode that I did on ghosting in relationships. That one absolutely blew up, and I don't think it was just me. I know it was you sharing. That one got almost 100,000 listens in the first 24 hours, which is insane. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast. It really has changed my life, and I have you to thank for that. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for ratings and reviews. But okay, so this episode, simple idea. I just want to remind you that you're stronger than you think. And that's it. And I think it's a timely reminder for all of us. It's been a tough year. It's been a rough year for everyone, for some more than others, certainly. And it's like we're almost there right now. We're almost on the other side of it. We're making a ton of progress. And I want you to take the strength that you've been living with during these difficult times, and I want you to take it back into, you know, quote, normal life. And this is the strength that I don't think you might not realize that you've been living it. Because I think a lot of the times we consider ourselves to be strong for good reasons, for right reasons, but we miss a piece that is really, really empowering. We think that, you know, to be strong means to endure bullshit in life and to retain our worth during it. And I think, yes, absolutely. That definitely, definitely makes you strong. It takes a strong person to be rejected, but to still know their worth. It takes a strong person to, you know, fall into their own personal bad habits, to disappoint others, to disappoint themselves, but then to turn around and create an awesome comeback story. That is strength. It takes a strong person to hustle, to grind, to go after their dreams, even if it takes a decade or two decades. It takes a strong person to establish, you know, great things like boundaries or standards or worth, and to never lose sight of it, no matter how tempting it might be. That is strength. It is absolutely strength. And I know you've been strong in that respect. You've been through some things. Some other things have eluded you. But throughout it all, you've remained strong. like your sense of self is intact. You've spoken and you've acted and you've moved forward in respect of that fact. And that is you being strong. And I'm proud of you for it. But I think that that's not why I'm proud of you necessarily. I mean, I'm definitely proud of you for that fact, but I'm even more proud of you for my definition of strength that kind of underpins those things. My definition of strength is what gives you the ability to do all those things, to respect your boundaries, to get back up, to endure bullshit, but still love yourself and the world around you, to keep going. So here it is. Strength is awareness. And hear me out, because that sounds really boring. And I would turn this off if that was like the definition. But strength is awareness, because each of us are complex humans. We have all of these things at play in our lives that kind of dictate what's going on, where we're heading. We have our own personalities, our own, you know, traits and quirks. We have our pasts, and those are pasts that are filled with baggage and bullshit and swings and misses and success and everything in between. We have our innate talents or lack thereof. We have our own worldviews. We have our hopes and we have our dreams. So there's so many things going on in the midst that make us human. And it's within that mix that it's very tempting to define ourselves by our bad attributes, our ugly attributes, right? We're all aware that there's good things and there's bad things about who we are. I think that's a fair statement. We all know that. We're not perfect. You're right. So like for me, for example, I'm very impatient. I've talked about this before, like to the point of absurdity. Don't get in an elevator after me and press a floor beneath me. Don't hog the sidewalk, so on and so forth. I also think, you know, self-awareness, I have a bit of ego, maybe. I find myself wanting to prove things a lot in life to myself and to other people. Sometimes I can feel unsure about myself as well. So that's an interesting dynamic. I also get hungry very easily. And if that's not addressed within, say 20 to 25 minutes, then I become a totally different person. And that's a problem. But, so it's like I have ugly parts about who I am and things that I'm working on. But then I also have another side, the good qualities, right? I think I'm a passionate person. I think I have a really hard work ethic. I think I have empathy and creativity, just like things that I'm proud about who I am. And alongside of that, there are, you know, at any given time in my life, there are things going on, ugly things and beautiful things, bad things and great things. And sometimes the scales are massively tilted in one direction or another. And I think true strength is awareness of this fact, of the two sides of the coin, and then choosing to define yourself by the latter. Choosing to define yourself by the qualities that uplift you, that uplift others, that move you forward rather than hold you back. The qualities you're proud of, the qualities that keep you going when you want to give up. So strength is awareness. Strength is refusing to be defined by your worst traits, your ugly experiences. Because again, it's easy to do that. It's easy to know yourself and practice self-awareness and be like, I am an impatient person. That's just the way I am. It's easy to say I'm a jealous person. That's the way I am. I'm a shy person. That's the way I am. I'm an insecure person. I'm an unsure person. I'm a lost person. I'm a clingy person. I'm a demanding person. I'm a jealous person, and so on and so forth. Or to say that I am failing. Nothing is working out. I am lost. I'm hopeless. I'm falling behind. There's always this temptation to define yourself by your ugly qualities and your ugly experiences. But the real power move, real strength, is being aware that yes, you might have some issues you wrestle with. Yes, you might have some experiences that are ugly, but you have this amazing thing in life called balance. And balance that's empowered by your good qualities, your beautiful qualities. And strength is choosing to define yourself by those qualities instead. It's to say that, yeah, okay, I can be insecure and unsure and too shy and too clingy and too jealous and too demanding and too impatient, yes, but I'm strong because I'm kind, I'm passionate, I'm a hard worker, I know my worth, and so on and so forth. Ugly qualities, beautiful qualities. And choosing to define yourself by those qualities that are good is what makes you strong. Not giving into your not so great qualities is what makes you strong. Leaning into the things that make you great, going all in on them is what makes you strong. Because again, it's easy to be like, well, you know, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm a bitch or something silly like that. It's easy to say that, hey, this is who I am. This is what I've experienced and I am defined by those qualities and those things. It's easy to do that. It's easy to say that your past fucked you up, that you have permanent trust issues, that you're just the way you are. That's easy. It's not easy, though, to be strong, to lean into the balance. It's not easy to endure the things that have made you that way. It's not easy to face the ugly things about you, but to not let them define you. It's not easy to choose the one or two beautiful things about you. That's one or two beautiful things amidst a, you know, potential sea of ugly things. It's not easy to be close to giving up because you're so bogged down by your journey, your insecurities, how you feel, but yet still choose that one beautiful thing about yourself and deciding to let that define you. That is not easy. And that is why I say that is what makes you strong. It's not easy to feel lost in life and know that sometimes, yeah, okay, you are at fault. To know that you're at fault because you've been impatient, because you've been hopping around and indecisive, because you've blown opportunities, because you've, you know, you're the reason that some relationships have failed, that you haven't been disciplined in your career, and so on and so forth. It's not easy to know that and recognize that, to be close to wanting to give up, but then to choose to define yourself by the one remaining beautiful thing about yourself in life. That is choosing to be strong. To be strong, to have endured all those things, but more important, to then pick that one beautiful thing about yourself and go all in on it. To be strong right now by simply defining yourself by one beautiful thing and letting that guide you instead of the ugly qualities or the ugly experiences. In my mind, that is strength, and that starts with self-awareness. I know that was like a boring start. It's like, oh, strength is self-awareness, but it's real, right? It takes a strong person to realize that not only is the world not out to get you, but that you're not out to get yourself either. That's self-awareness, because it starts by choosing one or two beautiful things about yourself and then defining yourself by them. That's one or two things about who you are and what you bring to the table. One or two things that you're proud of. And it takes a strong person to be at a time in their life where the bad outweighs the good, the rejection outweighs the success, the shitty relationships outweigh the good ones. To be at a time like that, where the bad outweighs the good, but to still hang on to the good anyway, even if it's one little thing, you hang on to it. And that is what makes you strong. And that is what empowers you to continue to push forward. And that's needed, because bad times are not forever. I know it's tough to see that when you're in the midst of them, but bad times are not forever. Insecurities are not forever. Whatever it is you're going through is not forever. You just need to find a way to endure and to define yourself by something strong and uplifting to do so. And we all have those things, beautiful things about ourselves, or beautiful thing about ourselves. So I'd really encourage you to consider what that thing might be. And then like latch onto it, become a stage 5 clinger towards it. Focus on that rather than the ugly parts of yourself, the things that need work, or the ugly parts of your story, the things that you've gone through. That's the beautiful parts about you, the beautiful things about who you are. You're a good friend, you're passionate, you're loyal, you're curious, you're disciplined, you're compassionate, you're empathetic, whatever it is, a beautiful thing about who you are. And you can choose to define yourself by that amidst all the ugly parts of your story and yourself. And again, there's no shame in having ugly parts. If you're sitting there saying you don't have them, I think you need to reevaluate. We all do. That's what makes us human. The beautiful parts amidst the ugly parts. That's amidst the ugly parts of you, right? Your impatience, your uncertainty, your values, your rejection, your lack of discipline, whatever it is. That is strength. And strength comes from self-awareness, awareness of the ugly, but a choice to embrace the beautiful. And that's a choice. And I talk a lot about choices on the podcast. I think, if given a choice, I'm always going to choose the one that makes me happier and more fulfilled and more empowered. And in this case, it's I'm going to choose to define myself by the things that make me beautiful, even if it's one thing and I'm surrounded by 100 ugly things. That's a choice that I can make, and I choose to do it because it makes me strong. And being strong is what you need to continue to endure and push forward. Because there's always another side to the whatever bullshit it is you're going through. There always is. And choosing to define yourself by the beautiful parts of you and the beautiful parts of your story is what makes you strong and able to continue to push forward. So I'll end it right there. Just something to think about, knowing that you are stronger than you think. So that's it. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast, share it with a friend, tell them to hit subscribe, and don't forget to check out newmindsethoodis.com. And that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.